From chair to chair. I sit in your chair, and I look at my chair, and despair at the lack of a view of us both, as above in the air a V of geese honking veers down to the park and its lake, and I don't know if ever I'll love you without a mistake. You know what I am, but whatever I am is not clear. All I know in your chair is I wish me in mine, and you here. Share is flesh in your language, ma chère. I am able to envision my body, to see me from you across the table, but this is taboo to my mind. I would usually think it's schizoid in a void to see me through your eyes in a blink. What pain will he cause the next time he moves off and comes back? When I look at my chair opposite, its pressed back is a rack where my body is stretched, seen from you. Or, another view, I am back in my own self there in that chair and see you bleeding slowly for me, as I bleed for you now, face to face. I don't know which way the directions of time or of space. As I look at you, in my mind, are you looking at me? In a warp of the universe, not here or there, we are two knobs, a tube in between, a dumbbell tumbling over and over, it seems, between heaven and hell. Your email, I love you very much. But here in your chair, with nobody there in my chair, my existence is bare, as if I'm alone in a pew in a dusty old church, ready to pray you won't stay far off and leave me in the lurch. Where is our azimuth? When can we stop the tumbling and still stay connected and drop as one down to earth and just be you and me, each in our chair, sitting here with the locust tree and the usual constable clouds to look at, and we both north, both south, each an alternating pole of a vast rolling world we don't need to control.